This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
We go a little bit dry into spring and conditions are optimal, that we don't plant a few more corn acres along with it, mainly because the faster we plant generally in the Midwest, the more acres we do put to that corn.
Greg McBride is a commodity broker with Allendale.
It very well could. I think it's even changed since the last time you and I spoke. I think we were hovering at that 86 level. We were talking about the potential for more acres, and we've gone up. We made it to 89 and then dropped off. It seems like here in the last 2 weeks, you've seen a big shift in the dollar. The dollar was very weak. We were setting up for a head and shoulders top that projected us down to about 88.5. Then all of a sudden we've gone back up to 92.5. That's put pressure on the markets. And I think what that's done is possibly maybe sway a few acres away from cotton now that we've seen this big drop off. I don't know if it's too late in the game for some of these producers to make that decision. I still think we're going to be around 12 million acres, but we are very late to be changing acres. If there's some fringe acres, maybe, but I still think 12 million gets the job done for cotton this year.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.